heard on great radio stations all across America. It's The National Defense with Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry.
The National Defense is made possible by Ford. Go further. By The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons applied. By PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.
This is the National Defense, Randy Miller and Jerry Newberry. And Jerry, as always, our dedication.
Hey, this show's for you. The men and women serving in our military, it's for the millions of veterans out there, and it's for all their families. We're here for you. We love you. God bless you.
We have somebody that is so fascinating as a guest. Meliz Ward is her name. And Meliz, I don't want to make you blush, but I want to read a little bit of your bio here.
Okay.
Meliz Ward attended the University of Southern California, was a member of the two-time national champion women's basketball team. I mean, at any part of this, you could put a period and say, I've had a great life. She learned to fly in the United States.
Absolutely.
I mean, really, she learned to fly in the United States Air Force, stationed in Texas, South Carolina, hired by United Airlines in 92. She has flown the DC-10, 727, 737, and is currently a captain on the Airbus. In 98, she became the first female African-American to achieve the rank of captain for any U.S. commercial airline. Wow. Meliz is the varsity assistant basketball coach at Dakota Ridge High School in Littleton, Colorado, an avid golfer, having won her club championship twice. Is there anything she can't do well? She lives in Denver, Colorado, with her wife, Denise, her twin 16-year-old daughters, Isabel and Annalise, their three cats, PT, Q, and Taz, and their dog, Diego. Meliz, the obvious question is, why would you name your dog Diego?
Well, you know, you needed to have a strong name to live in a household of girls.
Oh, so. Man, I'll tell you what, that dog has got to be in fear for his life.
Oh, yeah.
At all times.
He's definitely a character.
What kind of a dog?
He is a mixture of a Shiba Inu and an Australian Kelpie. So he's just a rescue dog, which we love to rescue.
Cool. Yeah.
So he's wonderful.
Hey, first of all, thanks for being on. Thank you so much for your service. And what a fantastic bio. Where do you like to play golf in Denver?
Yeah, I belong to the Welcher Women's Golf League, which is it's an old league. It's been around over 100 years. We have members who've been members for over 50 years.
Wow.
And it is just a really great track. It used to be a country club back in the day, and now it's a public course. But just, you know, tight fairways, a lot of trees, and you have to definitely place the shot. So love Welcher.
What is your handicap?
I'm currently a 10.0 index, so
wow,
I hover right around 9 to 11, depending on the course I'm playing.
Well, I got to tell you something. If you want to be humbled by a game of golf, I just got back from Scotland a couple of weeks ago and was able and honored to play the old course. And I came back and I burned my clubs, and that's that.
Exactly. Well, it is golf. So,
yeah, right.
You know, there are some courses where, you know, they definitely defeat you. I play them regularly.
Yeah. Hey, so let's talk about, you know, what this thing, the first female African-American to achieve the rank of captain for you any U.S. commercial airline. And let me ask you, when that happened, did fireworks happen? Did sirens go off? What was that greeted with?
Yeah, I think that actually it was greeted quite well by the Black Pilot Airline Association. So they celebrated it quite well. As a race, we African Americans tend to celebrate the first a lot.
Sure,
it's important to do that so that we can, you know, trying to encourage others to follow in the footsteps. I would say from United's point of view, though, they were like, you know, we're a diverse airline. We expect everyone to be successful here. And so I think from their standpoint, they didn't treat it like it was something unusual because they didn't expect it to be unusual. You know,
right.
we United has always led the way in hiring minorities. And so, you know, for us, it was business as usual. And that was the way I was treated all through training. And, you know, I felt a little bit of a burden on myself just to make sure I did a good job. But other than that, I think that, yeah, I was treated just like everybody else, which is, you know, I think what everyone wants, really,
right,
at United.
Right. Well, and, you know, breaking barriers is certainly not anything as new to United, and certainly with veterans. For some reason, and maybe I'm wrong, it just feels like to me, and you know, we've done this show for 10 years, United has led the way in terms of hiring veterans and supporting veterans. Is that kind of correct to say?
I would say that's very the impression that I get. I think that United does an outstanding job of representing the community out there. I mean, you know, I don't know too many airlines or companies, for that matter, with a chief diversity officer. And, you know, so I think right. United goes out of their way to support communities financially and being visible in those communities and recruiting the top people in every career field to make sure that we have the best airline around.
You know, and it's funny, too, and we're talking to Meliz Ward from United Airlines. It's funny because every time we have an interview with somebody from United Airlines, it's a veteran, and it's generally a veteran that is in a very high position and a position of authority. So that says to me that United Airlines, not only, you know, do they do their part in serving the community, but it's a pretty smart company. Because veterans make great employees, and I think they've learned that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I probably a lot of it comes from the discipline that you get when you're in the military, but also, you know, the expectation level. In the military, no one ever expects you to be mediocre. You are always expected to be the best that you can be. And so I think that we tend to overachieve, set high limits, and try and blast right by them. And so I think that's what you're probably seeing with the folks that you've encountered at United, and that's what I see on an everyday basis with the people I fly with United.
So you learned to fly in the Air Force. What led to that? What was it within you that said, I want to fly planes?
Yeah, I actually stumbled onto that career field, and, you know, it was just really quite lucky of me. I was offered an Air Force ROTC scholarship. I had no idea what the Air Force was all about, and I decided, you know, I'd try it as a new adventure and see where it led me. And then I just met a lot of people at USC that wanted to be pilots, and they all told me, this is a great career field. This is something you should really consider. And you know, I just thought I'd try it, and it worked out to be just the best decision I've probably ever made in my life.
You know, it's so funny when you get on the plane now. I'm always curious about who's flying the plane. I like to know that. And, you know, when you're flying, and you've got kids that see you flying, especially girls, young girls, that's got to be so inspiring for them. What do they say to you?
You know, it's so funny. They're usually got their eyes get large when their parents go, look, it was a girl that was flying the airplane. And they're like, oh, wow. And it's like something they've never really thought of. And so to me, it, you know, it's not so important that girls want to be pilots, but that girls realize that the sky truly is the limit, no pun intended, that they can do anything that they set their minds to. And I think that's really what it does. It just really breaks down a lot of barriers and borders on what they think they themselves can achieve.
No, that's the name of your book, The Sky's the Limit. That's should be the name of your book. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The first female African-American to rank a captain for any U.S. commercial airline. That's do you know any other airlines? And after that happened, did that happen right away at some other airlines that you know of?
Well, so for UPS, it was right around the same time that they had a woman captain, you know. And then for any other airline, I really had not heard of any until just this year, where Delta just got their first black woman to upgrade to captain. So 19 years later, that's a significant delay.
Yeah.
And I think that really kind of outlines how ahead of the times United Airlines is in diversity.
Wow, think about that. 19 years before the next one. That's
That I know of.
Right, yeah. But that's why it is so important, you know, that you kind of pass that message along to everybody. Thank you, Meliz. I really appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
Hey, here's a stunner. Ford F-Series is America's best-selling brand of trucks again. The same brand that's been America's favorite since your dad had hair is number one again? Yeah, who could have seen that coming? And it wasn't even close. What's kept Ford F-Series on top for 39 years straight? Game-changing innovation, pal. Like the high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy in the F-150. You may have noticed the competition came up short again. Ford F-Series, F-150, Super Duty, making every other truck brand history.
How do you thank the millions of men and women who have fought so bravely for our country over the years? At the Home Depot, we think it takes more than words. We believe the best way to show gratitude is to do gratitude. The Home Depot Foundation is committed to veterans and their families, improving their homes and their lives. Since 2011, we've invested $160 million to veteran causes and impacted over 26,000 veteran homes. By 2020, we'll grow that investment to $250 million. From simple wheelchair ramps to complete home makeovers, transitional housing, community support, we consider it a duty and a privilege to serve senior, wounded, and homeless veterans the best ways we know how. After all they've given us, it's the least we could do. $250 million by 2020. Doing more for veterans. Doing gratitude. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
At MinuteClinic, now you can hold your place in line. So instead of sitting in our waiting area, you could be shopping, working, or snuggled up in your very own bed. Now anywhere can be a MinuteClinic waiting room for everything from coughs and colds to strains and sprains. Just sign up online or in the CVS Pharmacy app. It's the cure for the common wait. See wait times and hold your place only at MinuteClinic. Available for select services only. Restrictions apply. Visit MinuteClinic.com for details.
At PenFed Credit Union, we believe our men and women in uniform deserve to do better with their money. So we offer great mortgage rates for service members and veterans. Buy or refinance your home with PenFed and get the great mortgage rate you deserve. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. PenFed is federally insured by NCUA and an equal housing lender.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Hey, Peter. Where is everybody?
Subway.
What's going on at Subway?
Something about $6 footlongs. I think Monday was the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
They said today's Italian BMT Thursday.
Really?
Yep. People can't stop talking about it.
$6 footlongs, huh?
A different one, every day of the week.
I'll be right back.
Wait,
nope.
But Bill, your meatloaf!
Not interested!
The $6 footlong sub of the day. A great value from a better Subway. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii, no additional discounts or coupons applied.
United Airlines Foundation is built with a strong connection to the military. We take great pride in employing military veterans in virtually every facet of our company. From pilots to technical operations and across our entire airline, veterans are core to United's DNA. We are committed to our community and providing support to organizations for veterans and military personnel. We also fly tens of thousands of U.S. servicemen and women on military charter flights to locations around the globe. Learn about career opportunities at united.com. United, fly the friendly skies.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, from Custer's ranks to Patton's tanks, we sail the seven seas and patrol the wild blue yonder. Our troops are the first line of defense for our nation. ADT Security is grateful for your service. ADT is the first line of defense for the things that matter most to you. ADT Security has been in business over 140 years, and we know being safe isn't simple. That's why we have 365 24/7 monitoring to protect your peace of mind. Call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Sam's Club is thanking those who serve with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. So whether you're an active or former member of the U.S. military, we invite you to join or renew your membership, where you can get thousands of dollars in instant savings, where you'll find fresh foods and unexpected treasures at low prices every day, where saving time is possible with the convenience of scan-and-go checkout. Stop by or visit samsclub.com/military for more. Thank you for your service. Join or renew today.
This is the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline, and by CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait.
Welcome into the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is exciting because we're always talking about hiring our heroes and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, what they're doing for employment, for veterans all around the country. But there's another side of that story, and we want to talk about that today. It seems like every time it comes up with employment, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Hiring Our Heroes program is almost always involved. And Elizabeth O'Brien is with us. She's the Director of Military Spouses for Hiring Our Heroes. Liz, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me on today.
Now, this is great because we're always talking about hiring our heroes. You guys have your hands in so many great things, programs, seminars, hiring events, career fairs. It seems like hiring our heroes is always a very big part of that. And how is the overall picture, the overall program, how is that going?
You know what? We have had an unbelievable amount of fantastic growth, and we have a lot of different lines of business under our umbrella at Hiring Our Heroes. But the most important part is that all of those pieces are focused on moving veterans, transitioning service members, and military spouses into the lane of employment. And so we've been able to build and be creative as we've seen different needs raise their hands to be filled. And it's unbelievable, actually. The country has extremely well to the call to impact veteran unemployment, and we are seeing those rates at lower levels for unemployment than for the civilian sector. So the country has certainly responded in terms of veteran unemployment. But right now on the military spouse side, we are focusing on getting that same resounding support in the space of military spouse employment and unemployment, because the average military spouse, for those statistics, they're about seven times more likely to be unemployed than their civilian counterpart.
You know, and I'm so glad we're talking about that today, because that also comes up on this program a lot, where it used to be, it's kind of an afterthought, right? So you've got the military and their transition out, and then the spouse is just expected to find something or get something, or maybe they're already working. And so, but now, and thankfully, it seems like a lot of companies are and a lot of programs are concentrating on military spouses. Hey, Liz, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk to Liz O'Brien for this is a great subject, military spouse employment from Hiring Our Heroes. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
The National Defense is made possible by ADT Security. For over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Hilton Hotels. With over 10,000 veterans and military spouses hired in the last 3 years, Hilton offers a world of opportunity. Visit jobs.hilton.com/military.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and we are talking about a great subject today, military spouse employment. We talk a lot about veteran employment, but Hiring Our Heroes does it all, from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and Liz O'Brien is our guest. And the other thing, before we get into anything else here, Liz, I just want to say thank you so much to Hiring Our Heroes and what you guys have done, because when this program first started, and you know this too, Liz, there are a lot of great programs with great intentions, right? Some really nice press releases, some figures that they really want to get to, and then you never hear about them again. Or you hear, oh, we did okay. You guys are getting it done, and I just want to thank you personally for that. Now, tell me about military spouses, and I know you had an employment summit coming up, right? Or you just had one.
Yeah. We sure did. We hosted the first of its kind, an unbelievable convening at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce last week, where we brought in various companies. We had all the senior leadership from military spouses were in the room. We were very privileged to have Dr. Biden in the room and Kellyanne Conway. And I think anytime you can house two administrations at one event, you know that this is a topic that's near and dear to the population across the country.
Wait a minute. Something bipartisan?
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Man, that's great.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable day. And we felt it was important that we have the opportunity to shine a light on this issue. We actually, leading up to it, conducted a survey of over 1,200 spouses so that we could work to better understand the impact of spouse unemployment and how it is affecting our military in terms of recruitment, retention, and readiness. And we released those survey results at the summit, and they were impactful. Some of the findings were what we expected, and other pieces were eye-opening to us.
So now we're talking to Liz O'Brien from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Hiring Our Heroes. What was that statistic you had at the beginning of the program? You were talking about the spouses versus regular military unemployment.
Sure. Yep. So the average military spouse who wants to be in the workforce is actually sometimes more likely to be unemployed than their civilian counterpart.
Wow.
So, you know, and there are a lot of different statistics out there. But unemployment for military spouses can range anywhere from 20 to as high as 26% in any given year. So it's actually unbelievable to wrap your head around it. We were privileged to have Dr. Adam Jones join us from UNC Wilmington, who's their economist. And he showed us, you know, the Great Recession for us as a country is over, but when you start following military spouses and their progress, we've been in a constant state of recession, and we haven't been able to climb out of it. And in large part, when you think about it, we found that over 67% of spouses have had to quit or change jobs due to a military permanent change of station, so due to a military move.
You know, and I think a lot of that is due to the fact that there has been no spotlight shined on that, right? No concentration for military spouses. But that's got to be very exciting for companies now, because not only are there veterans that are ready and willing and able to do a great job, but now you've got this entire workforce that is ready to go that has been kind of untapped, right?
Absolutely. And so you're talking about a company having the opportunity to leverage a severely unemployed demographic, right, of the population. So if you want to make your company bigger, better, stronger, you have a ready and willing workforce. So military spouses are now becoming a big attraction to companies, because millennials are changing jobs and companies four times before they're 30. So if you take a military spouse, and they're with you for 3 years, and then you find a way to retain them as they move across the country, you will have a very loyal employee, which, end of day, you know, it's going to affect the business's bottom line. And anytime you can be a positive economic impact for a business, they're going to be pretty excited to have you on board.
and you know, not just on board, but when you think about what these military spouses have done while their spouse is serving, they've done it all. I mean, they've a lot of times taken care of the kids. They've had to be mom and dad. They've had to do all the work and keep up the house. And I mean, what can't they do?
You know what? I end up in awe oftentimes of my own team that I work with in the military spouse program at Hiring Our Heroes. Amanda, who runs our in-gear career chapter, so her spouse is currently deployed, and I turn around at every event on that, and she's at that event, and her two children are at home, you know, with stable child care and finding ways to make it work. And Meg Hake, who's on my team as well, you know, her husband was deployed this year, and she was at just as many events as I was at. And so this isn't a population that shrinks from challenges, right? We're used to finding ways to work around and ways to succeed, because, you know, Mrs. Bonnie Amos, who is her husband was the commandant of the Marine Corps, you know, she's a great lineman. It's not okay to fail. We don't have an option to fail.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know, and what are you finding now? You know, things have changed so much here in the past 10 years in terms of working technology and working from home. Is that a big option with military spouses?
Yep, it is. And I'm not talking about just hosting call center jobs from your house. We now have military spouses in all lanes working remotely. We had a great gal at the summit, Jennifer Versalone from Prudential, who is a vice president for them and general counsel, and she has never worked a day in their corporate headquarters. From the day she was onboarded, she has worked from her house as a lawyer because technology allows it to be that way, right? The day she started, her computer, her phone showed up at her house, all her appointments were set up for HR virtually, and off she went. And she has done it very successfully. But these are the types of stories that we need to put in front of the companies that aren't engaged and haven't quite jumped into this pool of talent. But as we start spreading those stories, all of a sudden you say, well, yeah, this is amazing, and why aren't we doing that?
Right. Why can't we accommodate something like that? We're talking to Liz O'Brien from Hiring Our Heroes in Military Spouses, and there's something about the GEAR Career Military Spouse Professional Development and Networking Organization. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Sure thing. So housed under Hiring Our Heroes Military Spouse Program is in GEAR Career. They have been a standalone nonprofit, and we brought them in under us about a little over a year ago. We're big fans of never duplicating efforts, never being redundant, and we felt like we really wanted to serve the military spouse population throughout the year, not just 2 days a year when we came through an event. And a big piece of that is continued professional development, which can start when you're 18 years old or continue when you're 45 years old. But we know that 70% of jobs are found through referrals. And when spouses have to continually move, what's the one thing we lose immediately is our network. So in GEAR Career through professional development, we are helping spouses as they move around the world, right? We have a global presence. We're in Bahrain. We are in Italy. We're in Germany. We're at Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington.
Wow.
So we have created this network. So when you get orders, whether it's unfortunately 1 month in advance or 5 months in advance, and you know where you're going, we get you connected with that next station so you can start putting your feelers out. And now the intent is that you are not waiting 3, 4, 5 months to begin your job search when you arrive at that station, at that next duty station. So it has been unbelievably impactful. I will tell you, when they joined us a little over a year ago, they had 15 chapters, and we will be at 40 chapters in the next month. So the demand signal is really there.
Well, I mean, when you guys jump on something, you jump on it, don't you, Liz?
We do. And you know what? Eric Eversole is our president, and he is a very forward-thinking individual, and he's allowed us to say, you know, bring ideas to the table and really work to go and create them and serve the population. We take our cues from the transitioning service member, from the military spouses, whether they're active duty or have transitioned out into the retiree side. But you know, for us, once a military spouse, always a spouse. I don't care if it was for 1 year or 30 years.
Right.
We are all part of this community.
So talk about some of these companies that are doing the right thing. Are there any in particular that you'd like to mention that have stepped up big time to not only hire transitioning veterans but also military spouses?
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing we're working very hard to do is to delineate between the fact that veteran and military spouses have very different needs. And a few companies that jump to mind right away that have really worked to create a culture for military spouses under their roof would be USAA, who I believe 8% of their population are military spouses, which is an unbelievable number.
Wow.
La Quinta Inns and Suites, who has worked to create a great opportunities as spouses move across the country to get plugged in at their different locations. Prudential is really leading the way. And you know, when you say Prudential, you think of a very mature organization. And the fact that they are innovating and affecting change is a great example to all the companies that are out there right now. Capital One and Starbucks also pop to mind. And, you know, thinking of Starbucks.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you know, Starbucks encountered some challenges or needs that need to be met for their military spouse population that was working for them, and it cued them to say, well, why aren't we doing this for our civilian population as well that is working for us? So our spouse best practices are now influencing the traditional civilian best practices as well.
You know, you talk about influences. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Hiring Our Heroes has had incredible influence, not just on veterans and military spouses, but also I think in the veteran employment space in general. There was just an announcement yesterday that the U.S. Department of Labor has given $43 million in grants to train and employ homeless veterans. I got to believe that you guys had something to do with that in terms of affecting that kind of thinking?
You know what? I think we have a lot of great partners out there through different veteran service organizations, through DOD, through the corporate side. And when we start sharing the stories, it continually influences change. So we're very fortunate to be surrounded by a lot of great partners who take their cues from other organizations as well. And then are willing to carry it and find ways to serve different populations of the veteran demographic. And what's really neat is we can't all do everything, right?
Right.
We very willingly share the load, share the burden, and work to support our partners in a variety of different ways.
Liz, you're incredible. I thank you so much for taking the time and talk about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Hiring Our Heroes Military Spouses program. Where can people and all the listeners find out more information?
Absolutely. So there's two websites I want to direct folks to. One, go to hiringourheroes.org. You can find everything you need, whether you're a veteran, a MIL spouse, or a transitioning service member at hiringourheroes.org. And if you're a military spouse who needs to build your resume and you have gaps, head over to mycareerspark.org. It's a fantastic resume building tool that Toyota created for us that is a self-populating tool and works to address to create a skills-based resume for military spouses. So hiringourheroes.org and mycareerspark.org.
So that's kind of a skills translator type instrument?
It is. So we see it often on the veteran side, but what military spouses bring to the table is an unbelievable skill set where they're constantly volunteering. Hmm. And so we went out and surveyed all the different services and all the volunteer positions that exist. And you can go in there and click on Army for Branch of Service and Family Readiness Group Leader and the 15 skills that define a military spouse Family Readiness Group Leader will pop up and you just click on them. It's an unbelievable tool.
If you're a company and you don't want a piece of that, you're crazy. That's just ready to go. Liz, thank you so much for the time. I want to have you back on if you will, because it was just a fantastic thing that you guys are doing at Hiring Our Heroes.
Awesome. Thank you for making the time for me.
Thank you. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. It's time for another Minute Clinic Minute from CVS. And Army veteran and Minute Clinic nurse practitioner Holly Kautz is here. And Holly, another thing around the pool, especially, and maybe not just with kids, but I can remember this as a kid.
High school, I remember.
Swimmer's ear. And here's the other thing, and thank God that the Minute Clinic is there, because when I was a kid, there was no Minute Clinic, and you just had to suffer with that and just figure out what to do. But they can come to CVS to take care of that, right?
Yeah, and it is. It's acutely painful, and so we're really happy to be able to be there for our patients. But let me just tell you a little bit about swimmer's ear. Definitely swimming can increase your chances of getting it, especially if the water sits in the canal for a while. It just provides a nice environment for bacteria growth. And if you have any little microscopic scratches in that ear canal, that's when that bacteria kind of settles in and causes that infection. And it is acutely painful.
It
usually happens a day or two after swimming, and it'll be really itchy, but it also is very painful, very inflamed. We've even seen ears that are just about swollen shut.
Wow.
In the canal. So definitely come and see us. But I will tell you, the way you prevent it, you want to dry that ear out when you come out of the pool with a towel. If you still feel that there's some water left in there, you can buy stuff over the counter, but you can also use a solution of half rubbing alcohol and half vinegar and
really?
Just put a couple drops in there, let it sit for a few minutes, and then tilt your head to the side to drain it. And then one more tip, using a blow dryer on a low setting.
Uh-huh.
Ear canal to just kind of dry
sense.
It out.
That makes
can
sense.
Be an easy way to do it.
Half rubbing alcohol and half vinegar.
So do you?
That's what Jerry calls an Arnold Palmer.
Well, I was going to say throw an olive in it.
Don't drink that.
Thank you, Holly. We'll be back next week with another Minute Clinic Minute from CVS and the National Defense.
This has been the National Defense, made possible by Ford. Go further by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. By SelectQuote. Since 1985, we shop, you save. Buy Subway. Get the Subway footlong sub of the day for just $6. It's a different featured footlong every day of the week. The Subway $6 footlong sub of the day. At participating restaurants, extras additional plus tax, no additional discounts or coupons apply. Buy PenFed Credit Union. PenFed's got great rates for everyone. By United Airlines, proud to employ veterans across our entire airline. By CVS and the CVS Minute Clinics, the cure for the common wait. By ADT Security, for over 140 years, your first line of defense. And by Sam's Club. Sam's Club is thanking those who serve. Active and former members of the U.S. military are invited to join or renew their membership with up to a $25 gift card simply for signing up. Join or renew today. See Club for details.